Use the time he's got left. Show him how good his life can be.
We've barely left the house in 2 years. We have tried.
Yes, but we haven't succeeded.
Will needs to be allowed to feel like a man.
Can I take you somewhere?
You are so going on a date with Will Traynor.
It's too baby.
Get the red dress out.
Lose the scarf. If you're going to wear a dress like that, Clark, you have to wear it with confidence.
Only you, Will Traynor, would tell a woman how to wear a bloody dress.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm not one to be easily offended, but the tear-jerking love story, Me Before You, is likely the most offensive thing I've seen all year, and it's certainly not trying to be. The story follows Amelia Clark as an adorable girl who becomes the personal assistant to a good-looking and rich quadriplegic, only to find herself falling in love with him. Clark is the only saving grace, and she has decent chemistry with her co-star. However, any goodwill this film gains from some well-written scenes and tender moments is squandered by the nightmarish premise that anyone in a wheelchair should probably kill themselves rather than go on with life. Add to this the fact that the love interest is a horrible person before his accident and never actually changes or redeems himself in any way, making the film a dysfunctional codependent's wet dream. But hey, he's super wealthy and really, really, really good looking. Too bad he can't walk, so why go on living if you can't windsurf anymore? Me Before You gets 1/2 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.